This is Charles Lewis.
And this is Todd Lewis.
And today we're going to sit down, Todd and I, and do kind of an interesting interview format on marketing. The major marketing secrets that will double your income in less than 12 months, guaranteed. You are going to love this stuff. We're going to just kind of walk quickly through the major things that I feel strongly, and so does Todd, can build the studio of your dreams.
You know by now the vitality of marketing. There's no single more important aspect to your photography business. Now, some would argue that, you know, your telephone skills are more important, or your projection appointment skills, your sales skills. But I would argue that, well, no, because if you don't have anyone coming to you in the first place, you're not going to have to answer
That's
the phone.
Right.
You're
Who
not
cares?
Going to get to do the projection appointment. So to me, there is no single more important aspect to your business. And if you can't tell already, I'm very passionate about marketing.
Yeah, we love this stuff.
I love marketing. Now, I didn't start out loving marketing. And I don't think my
no,
dad did either.
Definitely didn't start out loving it. I started out hating it.
Yeah, so we understand the natural apprehension that you may have when it comes to thinking about marketing your business.
That's right.
We are going to save you years and years. It took us 5, 10, 15, well, you're always learning. We're still learning.
Still
and
learning
perfecting
every month. It's so cool.
But the important thing is it took us, you know, 5-6 years before we became really comfortable marketing and started really enjoying it. Well, what we're going to allow you to do is we're going to allow you to skip those 5 or 6 years of really tough trial
That's
and
right.
error, and frankly, mostly error that yep. happens, and let you leapfrog to the point where you're doing things that are effective and you enjoy it. The key to marketing is the key to enjoying marketing is
yeah.
is getting results.
That's right.
You will be amazed at how much you will enjoy doing your marketing when you are enjoying the success of the past marketing pieces that you have done. And the reason we're doing kind of this interview process is I still have questions that, you know, my dad and I have marketing meetings on a weekly basis.
That's right.
And I still have questions that I'll ask, and we still have things that we debate about. We still see things a little differently.
That's right.
Which is part
which
of what
is good.
Yeah, it's part of what makes our collaboration on marketing pieces so powerful, and it's part of what's great for you because you're going to hear two sides
right.
to the marketing coin. So we're going to kind of interview each other. We've got a few questions that I know I want to ask my dad, and he's got some questions I think that he wants
I
to ask
sure
me.
Sure do.
And these are questions that I'm sure you're going to be able to benefit from. So the first question, I'd like to start because I've got...
That's okay.
This is a question I sort of already know the answer to from working with you as long as I have. And if you're listening to this and you're thinking, I don't have a huge budget for marketing. I need to find a couple of things I can focus on to start bringing in qualified clients. I can't just go out there willy-nilly and spend a whole bunch of money. So the question I hear all the time is, if you had to choose only, you know, two approaches to marketing your studio, and that's all you could do, just two, what would those two things be?
Yep. And the first one is without any question, without any hesitation, because if it wasn't for this first marketing principle, I would have gone out of business, and that is exhibits. You've got to get free exhibits all over your town, everywhere where you feel your target market is shopping, living, having their hair done, everything. Any place that they live in the town that they will be able to see your work, you got to be there. Because frankly, that's the best way to get people to call you, is to show your beautiful work out there. And the cool thing is that if they love it, they'll call you. If they hate it, they won't call you. So you're already starting to screen your callers, because only the people who love your work are calling you.
Now, a couple things about exhibits that make them so effective on a psychological level is that there's an implied endorsement that's happening here.
Yes, there is.
As you know, in marketing, one of the toughest things for us to do is to be persuasive when we're selling ourselves. Well, here with exhibits, you're not selling yourself. Your work is selling you, but even more importantly, the location you are exhibiting is subliminally selling, because when people see your work there, they are subliminally thinking, wow, you know, they're in you know, such and such a location. Wow, that location must really like, you know, their work.
That's right.
So there's that implied endorsement thing that happens there that is so valuable. And then also, you are becoming a celebrity in your town.
Yep. a celebrity artist.
This cannot be stressed enough, the value of becoming a well-known and famous. You're going to become famous. When you become famous in your town, people are going to instantly know you. So it's going to even make the existing marketing that you do, the marketing that you actually send out through the direct mail, through even your, if you're doing a Yellow Pages ad, which I hope if you're doing a Yellow Pages ad, you're doing it correctly.
Yeah,
people are going to recognize your name because they've seen you all over
town. All over the place.
So the exhibit aspect feeds also into all of your other marketing and sales strategies.
Yep. And it's important for you to understand that these are free. Okay. I mean, obviously, you got to print the photographs and frame them, but you're not paying for these exhibits, okay? Because you're going to go to, my favorite is a restaurant. If you want to get an exhibit quickly and easily, a restaurant is a great place to go to start, because restaurants are really easy. And we're not talking about franchises. Forget the franchises. Drop them. Don't even bother, because they'll just appeal to higher authority and tell you that they have to check with their regional manager. You want to go to the local restaurants that are nice, beautiful, good reputation restaurants, but they're mom and pop. They're owned locally. The mom and dad work there in the restaurant. And they just can't turn you down. They're so excited because you say, I'm going to bring in 10 photographs. I'm going to put them up here on your wall in a beautiful way in beautiful frames. It is so cool. And then I'm going to go back to my studio and I'm going to call those 10 clients up and I'm going to tell them that their photograph is proudly in this beautiful artistic exhibit at the Johnson's restaurant on Main Street. And guess what those people are going to do? They're going to drop down and see their photograph in this beautiful exhibit. And are they going to come alone? No way. They're going to bring their friends because they're proud of this. This is so cool. This is a free, totally, you don't have to lift a finger, totally effortless way to do a marketing program to build more people coming into your restaurant to have lunch and dinner. And then next month, I'm going to come back. I'm going to take down those 10. I'm going to put 10 other ones up. And then I'm going to go back to the studio. I'm going to call those 10 people, and they're going to do the same thing. This is so cool. And not only that, but if you figure that each person out of those 10 people that I put up, let's just say that they have 10 good friends. What are they going to say to those friends when they talk to them? They're going to say, hey, guess what? Our photograph is beautifully displayed in Johnson's restaurant on Main Street. So now your restaurant is on the lips of all these people. If there's 10 people I put up and each of them know 10 people closely, that's 100 people that are talking about Johnson's restaurant on Main Street, and you didn't have to lift a finger.
See, the key to that was that's how you would go in there and present this to a potential place you want to exhibit. You don't talk about how it benefits you as a photographer.
You're not asking a favor.
You're not asking a favor. You, if anything, you're doing them a favor. So you always have to look at it as, how is this going to benefit the location that we're going to be exhibiting at?
That's right.
The other thing to keep in mind about exhibits, if you are a little tentative or a little scared about going out and going after exhibits, here's a great idea of how to start. Make a list. Sit down and make a list of 10 to 20, no less than 10. No, you know, if you can do more than 20, great. But we're going for 10 to 20 locations that you would like to exhibit your work, that you feel your target market frequents, that you think will be good for traffic, that sort of thing. Make a list and really force yourself to make a good long list of 10 to 20. Once you've made that list, go through those 20 or so names that you've compiled and rank them from best to least best. I don't want to say worst, because there's no such thing, really.
There's no such thing as worst.
Yeah, any exhibit, usually within reason, is going to be a good exhibit, unless you're in a horrible, horrible, ugly location and it's not showing your work well and things like that. But
right.
So you rank them from best to least effective, and then what you do is, instead of starting with your very best, which is what we normally would think we would do, start with one of the ones that are low down on your list.
Yep.
One of them that if you don't get them as an exhibit for your first time out, you're not going to be crushed. What that does is it does two things. One of the things is you don't waste doing your sales presentation, I don't want to call it a sales presentation, your exhibit presentation to one of your very best ones when you're not comfortable doing it yet.
Right.
You get to kind of test it out on one that, you know, if you lose it, it's not a big deal. And that's the other thing, is it releases pressure off of you, because you know going into it, hey, if I don't get this one, it's not a huge deal.
That's right. I've got all these other ones.
Yeah, so there's a little pressure relief. That is a huge, huge secret to getting exhibits. By the time you've gone through three or four of the ones that you didn't, you know, you're not really bummed if you don't get them, you will be so much more confident that now you can go after the really good ones and you're all set to do it.
Yeah, and your goal has to be 12. That's your minimum number, is 12 permanent exhibits throughout your community. That's the number you set as your goal of how many exhibits you want to have in your town. And that's what you're going to go after. And you're going to go after it all the time. And keep in mind, your competitors aren't going to do this. And you know why? Because they're scared. Because they don't have the time. Because they just don't want to do it. They don't want to go out. They're scared. Well, we all are. But good grief, how badly do you want the success that you say you want? We're going to make you famous without you having to spend a fortune to do it. But in return, you do have to put a little time into it. And yes, a few people once in a while are going to say no. Oh, woe is me. That's fine. Go to the next place. You can do this. I'm telling you, I'm living proof. If I hadn't done this when I opened my studio and I had no money, no reputation, no nothing, it was sink or swim. And my exhibits, when I went out there, because I was motivated because I wasn't about to sink, my exhibits built my studio.
For those of you out there that do already have some exhibits, make sure you must have some sort of lift card, some sort of piece on there that the that somebody that sees the exhibit can take and now can become part of your lead generation system. Now, we don't have time to go into the details of the lead generation system here, but that's a key to the success of the exhibits. Now, what's the second approach? That would be number one.
That's number one. Number two, without any question at all, is what we call the VIP program. VIP stands for Very Important Patron, and that is all the people you have worked with in the past, all of the database, if you will, the list, if you will, of all the people you have worked with in your history of your studio. No matter how long or how short you've been in business, you've got some people you've worked with. Well, those become your VIP people, and we're going to go after them with a passion. We do not have past clients. We do not call them past clients. We call them clients. That's what they are. They're current clients. Once they are hiring you to do a photographic assignment, they're yours for life. They're part of your family now, and they're going to keep hearing from you month in and month out at least once every month so that you can offer them specials, offer them special things that are only available to your VIPs. This is something that is absolutely being overlooked in the photographic industry. Only a handful of people across the country know about this. Compared to all the photographers in the United States, holy smokes, you're going to stand out because only a few in relationship to how many total photographers there are in the country. Only a few know about this, and then even fewer of those are actually doing it. And this is where the gold mine is. You've got a huge asset built up in your client base.
If you have been a photographer for any length of time, you know how expensive it can be to acquire a new client.
Yes.
The important thing here is the most valuable client you can ever have is one that you have already gotten. Don't overlook the power of these people. So many photographers think, I already did a photograph for them. They're not going to want another one. That is so completely wrong. It's the opposite. A, they love your work. They've worked with you. They love you as a person because you've built an incredible rapport with them. You've already gone through the work of finding this client. Why on earth would you just let them
go? That's right.
No, you want to keep a rapport built with them so you can continue to work with them. The best businesses in the world have realized that your very best client is not a new client. It is an existing one that you've already gotten.
That's right.
If you're ignoring your VIPs, you are leaving so much money on the table. It is ridiculous.
Yeah, now, it's unbelievable.
We don't have time to go into great detail of how to approach the VIPs, but let me just list a couple of quick things. One of the things that you do is you do a monthly newsletter.
That's right.
A newsletter that you send out to them that is not about photography. It is a newsletter that is about
life.
It's about family. It's about passion. It's about you. Again, this is building rapport. Well, they're not as interested in photography as you are.
That's right.
So you don't want it to be about photography. If I were sending a newsletter out to photographers, then maybe I would want it to be about, you know, have some stuff about photography. I'd also want it to have some stuff about life and positive thinking and things like that as well. But photography is a very, very minuscule part of your client's life, if any. That's why they hired you.
Right.
So you want to talk about things that are important to them. And then in doing that, you're also going to include an occasional special offer.
Mm-hmm.
Family Portrait Month is June. Come in and you save X amount of dollars and we'll give you a dinner for four at such and such a restaurant if you're one of the first five people to come in and book a session.
There you go.
That's just quickly off the top of my head. But the important thing is you're getting to them every month so they don't forget about you.
That's right. You're building and maintaining that rapport, and it is so important to your future of your success of your marketing campaigns.
Yep.
I don't care how many or how few clients you have on your list. list. Start touching base with them every single month. I'll tell you, you're going to be blown away. I hear it day in and day out from my current consulting students. They tell me how thrilled they are with how well this works because these are people they've built a rapport with already. They know them and they trust them.
Okay, so those are the two approaches if you had...
That's right.
You know, if you couldn't do everything.
If I had to pick the top two, that's it.
Those are it. Exhibits with the lead generation information, the lift cards.
A lift card on the exhibits.
The VIP program.
You bet. Now, Todd, let me ask you this, because you're at the leading edge of technology. You're so up on all this latest, greatest stuff. Tell me, if, in your opinion, what the hottest new way of marketing for photographers is out there right now.
Well, to me, unquestionably, we are living in a time of great technology. And technology by itself is not a good marketing tool. How does this affect my client? How does this affect my ability to sell myself, my photography, or how to market it? So I'm going to talk about just very quickly that are on the cutting edge of using technology that we all have at our fingertips. This is not going to involve you buying a bunch of new equipment. So that's what I love about this. This is going to be utilizing, if you have a personal computer, you have the ability to do an awful lot of what I'm going to talk about right here.
Yep.
But most importantly, it's going to be technology with a purpose. And that purpose is, how do we build a great rapport? How do we become better marketers?
Yep.
How do we become persuasive using this technology? Well, one of my favorites, and this is something that very, very few people are doing, so you'll be on the cutting edge of doing this if you take action right now. And that is to actually send an audio CD to your either VIPs. This is great for VIPs.
Sure is.
Send that along with your newsletter, or maybe in place of a newsletter 1 month or something like that. You send an audio CD. And what that audio CD has on it is a personal message from you.
Yep.
Talking about how you got into photography and how emotional this is for you, and how, oh, a couple of weeks ago I had this client who came in, and when she first saw the images, she cried.
It was stories.
Again, true stories. You don't make these up.
Yes,
they have to be true. That's an example. If that were true, then you'd put that on there. And then also, and here's the real key, you have audio recorded testimonials from your thrilled clients on that audio CD. So powerful.
Unbelievable. Now,
as powerful as written testimonials can be, audio testimonials can be just as powerful, if not more, because now they're hearing the voice, they're hearing the inflections, they're hearing the emotion from an actual client. Now, if I were you listening to this, I would say, okay, well, that's frightening.
Yeah.
I mean, how am I going to get audio recorded testimonials? It's much easier than you think if you do it at the right time. Again, we can't go into a lot of detail here because I've got a couple other questions I've got to ask that are just burning my lips up here. But one of the easiest ways to do it is to, when's the best time to go for that testimonial? When you're listening to this, when do you think would be the best time to go after a testimonial? Right after they have purchased or picked up, either, you know, I could go either way, when they are at the heat of passion for the work. Now, I personally think that I would go after it right after the projection.
Yep.
Because that's when they are really passionate.
They are so excited.
They haven't gotten the images yet. They can't wait. They're just, you know, it's going to be another few weeks or so before they're going to get those images. They are excited. Then you sit them down right there when they've probably been crying. If you've done the projection appointment correctly, they may have even cried a little bit. They're so emotional. And you just say, hey, you know, I couldn't help but notice how, you know, emotional you got over these images. And I can't blame you. I got emotional over them. And those aren't my kids.
Yep.
You know, would you mind if we just sat down and if I just recorded just a brief testimonial from you about how you felt about these images? And you know what? If you end up not liking what you said afterward, we won't use it. How do you feel about that? Most of the time they'll say, oh, yeah, great. Now you already have the equipment set up. And it's just a simple little tape recorder.
Simple little thing.
It doesn't have to be anything fancy. You don't even have to have a fancy microphone. It can just be a little tape recorder that has a mic built into it. And you record that testimonial.
Yep.
So powerful. Most of the time, your clients are going to be absolutely thrilled doing it. Now, make sure you get them to say their full name and their city.
That's right.
Because that adds credibility. We don't want this to sound like we hired actors to come in, like we've seen on so many infomercials where you can just tell those are actors. They didn't. This has to be absolutely real. And then what you do is you take that information, you put it into your computer, which is very easy to do with almost any PC now. You get some very simple, inexpensive editing software. You put these all together. You burn a CD. We can all burn CDs on our own PCs now. It's so incredibly simple. Once you get those audio recorded testimonials, what else can you do with them? You put them on your website.
Bingo.
This is huge. Now, we're seeing a lot more of this. Now that broadband, high-speed internet is becoming more and more popular, and more people are jumping on that, this is becoming even more viable because audio-recorded testimonials will play very easy, very quickly if you have broadband. But there are even ways to do it where it will play fairly quickly even on a dial-up, an old-fashioned slow connection. So this is something that you'll want to consult with if you have somebody that's doing your website now. Ask them how to get this up on your website. But what you do is you have a photograph on the website. You have a written, brief written testimonial from them next to it. And then under that, you have a little icon that says, want to hear personally from this client? Click here to hear words from them. And then it will bring up this little window and it will play the audio recorded testimonial on anybody's computer. They don't have to download anything. It's all already there. We have that technology here at our fingertips.
Right on.
Now, you can even go a step further very quickly, and you can start recording video testimonials. And you could send out a CD-ROM instead of an audio CD. The thing I like about an audio CD is they can play it anywhere. As soon as they get it, they can pop it in their car, they can pop it in their computer, or they can pop it just in an audio Walkman, CD Walkman, and they can listen to it immediately. CD-ROM, they have to put it in their computer. But with a CD-ROM, you can do recorded videos. You can put videos up, streaming videos on your website. This is all great technology. But remember, we're not using the technology just because we have it. Look at what we did. We're doing testimonials, the most powerful possible thing we can do. That's what we're using the technology for. We're not recording video or audio of us doing a session and going through all of that. I probably would not recommend doing that, although it might be interesting to try. But we're recording either messages from us, personal messages from us, with very excited and very passionate, and we're using those testimonials. Very, very powerful. And again, when you make a big splash in a little a big splash in a little pond.
That's right.
Rather than a large splash in a big pond, you're able to get very focused with your marketing. We're not talking about recording a CD and sending it off to thousands and thousands and thousands of people who have never heard of us. This is something you would do to your VIP clients. This is something you would do to your lead-generated people. People who have raised their hands and said, I'm interested in what you have to say. I wouldn't do this to a cold list. It's going to be too expensive, and your results probably won't be nearly as good as they would be to somebody who already knows who you are.
And you can see how this all ties in, because the exhibits all over town with lift cards on them. And lift cards, if you're using a business card, you are 30 years behind the time. 30 years behind the times. Business cards are so out of date, it's unbelievable. You want a lift card. A lift card is something with an incredible headline, and it gives them three different options to respond so that they can either call your studio, or they can call your recorded message hotline, or they can go to your website. Two of those, the recorded message and the website, are totally non-threatening. This is going to bring you leads. This is where the thing Todd just said about making a big splash in a small pond, that's so important for you to understand. We don't have, as photographers, a marketing budget that will allow us to make a big splash in a big pond. We don't have millions of dollars in our marketing budget. So we're going to pick small ponds. And where's the best pond? Our VIPs, no question. Where's the next best pond? People who have raised their hand. People who have taken a lift card off of your exhibits and said, yeah, I'm sort of interested, tell me more. Those are the people you go after.
Another way you can use this as well is in our, I think it was a couple months ago, we did a fantastic issue with one of our members, Christine Simmons, who has been doing endorsed mailings and things like that. This is a great way you could utilize that as well. You can see how you can combine these things. Yeah. If you record those audio testimonials, or maybe a message from you that you record with the person who's you're doing the endorsed mailing with,
That's right. Can
be very, very powerful. The sky is the limit. Last thing I want to mention on CDs, you might be thinking, oh, but that's so expensive. No, not at all. You can actually burn CDs yourself. If you're doing a fairly small quantity, you can burn them with your own CD burner and your own PC. You can do them for 25 cents or less a piece.
Yep,
and that's less expensive than a marketing piece that you would set up.
By far.
And the postage isn't going to be that much higher because CD-ROMs don't weigh that much. Don't put them in a jewel case. Put them in a small paper sleeve with plastic, a plastic see-through cover, and it's not going to cost that much mail because it doesn't increase your weight.
Yep. So now, Todd, do you want to move on and ask me a question?
Yes, I would. I've been wondering this a while myself, because you're talking to so many of our students on a regular basis, both through your consulting calls and your call-in days for the Inner Circle and things like that. But in talking to people, what would you say is the biggest marketing mistake that you hear photographers are making on a regular basis? I mean, based on your consulting, your talks with photographers all over the country, what's the one thing that it seems to be plaguing them the most?
You know what, the biggest, I mean, it's hard for me to pick just one, because because there's really like three or four that just immediately flash into my mind. But the absolute first thing that flashed into my mind when you asked me that was that photographers aren't planning marketing. They're not scheduling marketing. They're not allowing it to be put into their daily schedule, their weekly routine, to where they get certain things done on a certain day of the week that is regarding marketing. They're just so busy. I just don't have time. Well, marketing is hard because it costs us some money. It takes some time. Now, for those of you who are our members, and especially those of you who have the Raid My Vault or the Killer Class, you guys have all the marketing laid out for you. That saves you months and years and hours
There's no excuse.
But even if you don't have that, what you need to do is you need to schedule marketing time, because the marketing is the oxygen of your life, of your business. Without that, the whole thing just shrivels up and dies. So the biggest mistake, I mean, the very first one, is they're not scheduling marketing time. They're not, you know, I suggest with all of my consulting students, the first homework assignment that they have is they've got to scratch off at least one day a week to marketing, because that's what you got to. I mean, you just got to, because we're going to bring in these qualified people who are willing to pay our fees and invest the substantial amount of money for our work and our talent. We got to get those people. And in order to do it, it takes a little bit of time.
Yeah, here's where the tough love really has to come in. We cannot stress enough. If you are not doing marketing, actively doing marketing, and marketing does not mean I've got a Yellow Pages ad, okay?
No.
That is not marketing. I'm sorry. That is almost even effective.
That is so outdated.
It is. I mean, you have to be actively doing marketing. If you are not actively marketing your studio, you will be out of business within 3 years. You will be.
Yeah.
You know, unless you're so far along that, you know, you did marketing for 30 years and you have such a great list of past clients and your word of mouth is so phenomenal that you can cut your marketing out. But even then, you've got to do some. So here's the thing. I think an awful lot of photographers have the Field of Dreams mentality. If you've seen the movie Field of Dreams, you know probably where this is going, which is, what's the famous phrase from Field of Dreams? If you build it, they will come.
Yeah.
Well, I think an awful lot of photographers have the feeling that if I just, you know, put my photography business out there, people are just going to, all of a sudden, they're just going to flock to me because my work is so good and they're going to hear so much about
me. Yeah, everybody's going to talk about me. Oh, boy.
Not true. If you are expecting word of mouth alone to market your business, you're dead. You are dead in the water. Just shut the CD off, throw it out your window along with any money you have and any equipment you have, because you're not going to make it. You have to block off the time. And that means blocking off the time as if it were a client. You can't just, oh, I'll do the marketing when I get around to it. You have to block it off and say, I'm going to do it on these days at these times. Very important. It doesn't just happen on its own. And it's not that hard. It seems so overwhelming, but when you actually start blocking off time and actually doing the things and taking the steps and implementing what you are hearing from us every month, you're going to find that, hey, this isn't so bad. And you know what? When you start getting results, you're going to love it.
It's absolutely amazing. Yeah. And all it is involved here is scheduling the time, making it like it's an appointment with yourself to do this marketing, so that you're not behind the eight ball every single second, always behind, always trying to get something done, and you're not sure what it's going to be and you don't have a real plan. If you'll just take a little time and mark it in your calendar on a certain day every week where you're going to be doing the marketing for your studio, you're going to find your business grow like crazy, because all the other photographers, they're not doing that.
And you already know what two things you're going to start on, because the first question that I asked here was, what two things, if you could only do two things? Well, there you go. If you're wondering where to start with those exhibits and the VIP mailings and your lead generation stuff, which is part of the exhibits.
Yep. So, Todd, that brings me to the same sort of question you just asked me, but I wanted in a little more technical area. In your opinion, based on all of this stuff, all these photographers you're working with all over the country, what would you say is the single biggest mistake that most photographers are making with their website, if they have one?
Yeah, well, there's the big question. I mean, this is kind of, I kind of have two big mistakes.
Yeah.
And you just covered one. The biggest one is they don't even have one. They don't have a website.
Yep.
We're getting to the point now where the internet is becoming the Yellow Pages for an awful lot of people.
Right. The internet
is starting to replace the Yellow Pages. I know for myself, and I didn't become really an internet user I became an internet marketer. Oddly enough, I became an internet marketer before I was a huge internet user. But I'm a huge internet user now. I use it every single day. But I didn't become an internet user really until about 2 years ago was when I actively started using it on a fairly regular basis for my own personal use.
Yep.
Well, now whenever I need to find something locally or whatever, I'm not going to go to my Yellow Pages. I don't even have a Yellow Pages. I threw it away. I'm going to go to the internet and I'm going to type in Grand Rapids, car wash.
Yep.
And whatever comes up, if they don't come up, I don't know about them because I'm not using the Yellow Pages. Well, that's happening an awful lot now with the photography industry. When people want to know about photographers, they're not always going to their Yellow Pages. Now they're going to, hopefully they already know you because your exhibits
are all over town.
They already know you. So they say, oh, well, I got to call that Charles Lewis guy because I've seen him all over town. That's, in the best world, that's what happens.
Right.
But if not, they're going to go onto the internet and they're going to type in Grand Rapids photographer.
Yep.
And see who comes up. So if you don't have a website up, you're missing out on, that's obvious.
Yep.
But the slightly less obvious thing as far as a big mistake that photographers are making is they're expecting their website to do all the sales process for them. They expect their website to do the whole thing. They expect when somebody comes to that website, they're going to book their session online with a calendar that's online, and they're going to do all their correspondence online. That is a huge, huge mistake, and let me tell you why. One, we don't want the website to do all of the work because then we're not building personal rapport with them and we can't capitalize on that personal rapport in both the design consultation, which I sincerely hope you're all doing,
yes,
and the projection appointment afterward, the sales presentation. If you don't build a rapport personally with them one-on-one, not through the technology of a website, then you're going to have an uphill battle when it comes to the sale and your sales are going to suffer. Your sales will drop in half. No joke.
Yeah,
because you don't have that rapport. So that's the first reason we want it to build that rapport. And secondly, the only thing we want the website to do is to get them to call us over the phone.
That's right.
We don't want it to do all this other work because that's too much of a Herculean task. It's too much. You're asking them to make too much of a decision too quickly. You want your clients to be able to make their decision to work with you in baby steps.
That's right.
And the first step is they receive a postcard from you that drives them to check out your website. And they do that and they go to the website. And then the next step is they read what you have on the website and they love what you have to say. And you built this great rapport with them. And then, I want to talk to this person. That's the next step. I'm going to talk to this person. And I don't feel like I'm going to be sold because the way he or she was talking on the website was so personal.
Yep.
and non-pressure. I don't think I'm going to be pressured, so I'm going to give them a call and talk to them on the phone. That's the next step. Then you book them in the design consultation.
Yep, you use your telecharts.
Use your telecharts.
Follow the system.
Go through the system. So that is the single biggest mistake is they expect their website to do too much. Here's the thing. Your website's only number one goal is to get them to call you over the phone. That's it.
That's right.
That is it. You build a great rapport with them. Now, the nice thing is a little side effect that you'll see happening when you create a great website, one that uses the techniques that we tell you to use, the sales techniques, the marketing techniques just used on the internet instead of in print, then what'll happen is when people call you, oftentimes they'll feel like they already know you. I hear that from students a lot who are using our website that we have created with the Raid My Vault package that they can just take and copy. They're using that almost word for word, and they call me up and they say, Todd, I get these calls all the time where they say, yeah, I just visited your website, and I spent 20 minutes on there going through this great stuff, and they say, I feel like I already know you, and I've never even talked to you. Do you see how powerful that is in the sales presentation? And your telephone skills become that much, your telephone approach becomes that much easier because they're already kind of sold.
Yep.
They're sold on you as a person. So that's the biggest mistake. Don't expect your website to do everything, but craft it in a way that it will be so persuasive that they almost can't not call you. It's so persuasive they feel like they have to call you right away.
And I just have to add this, Todd, and I know we don't have a lot of time here, but there are companies out there that I shall not name by name that are offering services to do websites for photographers, and it's just awful what they're doing. It's awful. They're making the sites really pretty, really, really pretty. They're not persuasive at all. They're not building rapport. They're not building a relationship. They're not having any testimonials on it. It's just awful what they're doing, and it's really, really hurting a lot of photographers. What I want to encourage you to do, and I know that most of you who are listening to this already own the Raid My Vault package, the marketing package that we offer. You already own it, but some of you have not yet gotten into the CDs that came with it that has the entire website already done on it. And I encourage you to get that CD out, hand it to somebody. Don't do it yourself, but just hand it to somebody and say, I want you to just take this and put it up. Just put my photographs in where Chuck's photographs are, put my testimonials in where Chuck's testimonials are, and put it up, and you'll have a website that's a killer website.
And not that these other companies that are out there that are doing these websites, that are not as effective in our opinion, they're not doing it maliciously.
No, I mean, they just don't know.
They don't know secrets that we have spent years and years, decades, learning and perfecting for ourselves and then applying to the technology of the web.
They've got web designers
that are designing pretty sites.
But
pretty does not equal effective.
Nope.
We are talking about creating a website that is very, very effective for you.
You bet. So you want to ask me a question now?
Well, yeah, actually I would. For photographers that don't have a huge budget, and we kind of talked about this a little bit at the beginning of this issue, but I think that's a major issue for an awful lot of photographers. They don't have an unlimited budget. We are not IBM. We are not GM. We are not Coca-Cola. We have a very limited budget in a lot of cases. But for photographers without a huge budget for marketing, what would you tell them to focus on? You know, obviously exhibits, but what about with their direct marketing? I mean, you know, exhibits is number one.
Yep.
But now what should they focus on when they're doing actually direct marketing? They want to get some stuff out in the mail.
Well, the biggest mistake, and I think we kind of alluded to this earlier, is they try to make a big splash in a big pond. So here's the one number one big mistake they make. They go out and they say, okay, I'm going to rent the names of people in my community who have an income over $100,000 and have 2.5 children and blah, blah, blah. And that's the biggest mistake you could ever make. We call that a cold list. When you try to do a mailing to a cold list, you know, you're going to come up with, I don't know, we got to make at least 3,000 people, maybe 4,000 people. And they're cold. They have never raised their hand and said, I'm interested in photography. They've done nothing. You're just basing that on because they have a household income of whatever. And that is going to just, you might as well just take your money, light a match and burn it up. So in my opinion, if you have a limited amount of money, the first thing you have to do is to come up with a marketing budget. You have to decide, no doubt about it, exactly how much money you're going to invest in your marketing plan for one particular 12-month period. You say, okay, for the next 12 months, I'm going to invest the total amount of $10,000 or whatever the number is. You have to agree on that number with your business partner, your spouse, whoever you're working with, so that you've got a number to work with. You've got to have a budget. You've got to have a budget. Okay, then you're going to say, I'm going to make a big splash in a small pond. I'm going to look for the small pond. Find me a group of people who I know something about. And of course, obviously, again, it's your VIP, your current clients, the people you've worked with in the past. That's the most overlooked thing I think that photographers are doing. And that's going to cost you the least amount to market to. So I'd do a monthly newsletter, like you mentioned, Todd. Then I'd insert in that a sales offer for a family portrait month or a special offer on children's photography, or whatever it is you want to go after. You're going after to a group of people who already know you and like you. It'll cost you much less money, and it will be so amazingly effective. And the thing that photographers miss on this is they thinking, well, but I don't have that many clients. You know, I mean, I've only been in business so many years, and I don't have that many. Some of the addresses aren't accurate. You know, it's much more exciting to rent a list of 5,000 people. Yeah, well, then it's going to cost you a fortune, and you're going to burn your whole budget and get nothing for it.
And your response is going to be so
Zippo.
Small. The list is probably the single most important aspect of your marketing.
Sure is.
Just a step above the persuasiveness of your actual marketing piece. And this goes so contrary to everything that we are taught and everything we think that we're supposed to do. We think of marketing, we think you go out, you rent a list, and you send something to them. That is so wrong. You want to first start with your VIPs. If you don't have a lot of VIPs, you want to do your lead generation with your exhibits, so then those are people who have raised their hand. And if not that, or in addition to those two things, you want to do your endorsed mailings, where you at least know something about those people.
And it's proven to work. Amazing. All right, Todd, can I fire a question at you?
Certainly.
All right. One of the biggest mistakes that I see people making, photographers, bless their hearts, because they aren't marketing people, they don't have a degree in marketing, is they do what we call name, rank, and serial number advertising. name, rank, and serial number. That's all this. So they figure if they buy an ad, they put an ad in the yellow pages, whatever, and it lists their studio name, their phone number, their website, and that's what we call name, rank, serial number. What advice can you give to overcome that?
Well, don't.
Do that.
Well, see, that's the thing. We again, it goes back to a very primitive aspect of marketing that we kind of are taught in very small ways as we start a business, that you got to get your name out there. And that's what an awful lot of people think of marketing is, I just got to get my name out there. I just got to get people to know I exist. Well, there's so much more to it than that. By doing just a name, rank, serial number marketing, John Jones Photography at such and such an address, fine portraiture. That's not enough, because you're not being persuasive. You have a lot of competition out there.
That's right.
Plus, you not only do you have competition out there, but you're also competing against, you're not just competing against other photographers. That's right. What you have to understand. You are competing against anything else of a luxury item that anyone could ever invest in.
Yep.
Because they're not just thinking about which photographer should I go to. Your clients, in a lot of instances, are thinking, should I even have a portrait done?
Yep.
Or should I get the Lexus that I want to get? Or should I get? Should I buy a little sailboat to go out sailing on? Or should I go on a vacation to the Cayman Islands?
Yep.
You are competing against everything else out there, which means your marketing has to compete with the marketing that's out there. And that's why we are talking about doing marketing approaches that go well beyond name, rank, and serial number and start building a rapport with your client. Remember, marketing is salesmanship in print.
Right on.
Marketing is not just name, rank, serial number. It's salesmanship in print. That means that you have to actually be persuasive in your marketing. So that's why we talk an awful lot, and we will talk about in future issues in much more detail. We could spend an entire year, no joke, an entire year
easily.
Of issues
and,
of the Inner Circle, and deal with nothing other than crafting offers and successful marketing pieces.
Yep.
But the major thing to remember is, don't be concerned with how pretty your marketing piece is. Don't be concerned with how lengthy your marketing piece is. Be concerned with only two things. One, is it persuasive?
Yep.
Two, is it boring?
Yep.
Don't be boring. If it is of interest to your prospective client, if they are interested at all, and it is worded properly and it's persuasive, they will read every word of it and will want to work with you. There's no chance they will work with another photographer once you have sent them the proper marketing pieces, because you're doing things that your competitors are not doing.
That's right, and you're educating the people about what you're doing.
Exactly. You have to make your marketing pieces personality-driven. They have to be personal. One of the most effective marketing campaigns that has ever been done out there was Wendy's. For the longest time, when Dave Thomas, the owner of Wendy's, was still alive, they did this incredible, for years and years, marketing campaign of Dave Thomas. You all know Dave Thomas. Hey, this is Dave Thomas. He was not a professional actor. It was a personality-driven marketing campaign. Well, I happen to know that is one of the most effective marketing campaigns Wendy's has ever done in their history of the business.
Yep.
That's why it ran so long. That's why they did so many of those commercials. Well, what set it apart from the McDonald's commercials or the Arby's or the Taco Bell commercials?
That's right.
Was that it had this personality approach, and it worked so well that they did it for years and years. That's what you need to think. You need to think outside the box. Look at what your competitors are doing and do something different. Don't look at what your competitors are doing and copy it because you think it's working.
Yep.
I can tell you it's probably
not
working. So that's my one piece of advice on marketing. Again, we will be covering marketing in such great detail in future issues of the Inner Circle, because we're learning new things all the time as well.
Yep.
So we're going to have new secrets to reveal to you all the time.
You bet. But right now, to end this little point, don't allow yourself ever, ever, ever again to do a name, rank, and serial number. Anything.
And that includes Yellow
Never.
Pages ads.
That's right.
If you're thinking your Yellow Pages ad just has to be a name, rank, serial number, you have missed the boat.
You're burning your money.
You missed the boat. And I'm sure we'll talk about that as well in the future.
Yep.
Now, I've got one last question. I think we've got time for one more.
Okay.
And this is a big one. What one major piece of advice would you give to photographers who are really, they're ready to start marketing? They say, okay, yeah, I agree with what you're saying here. I need to get started. I know I'm not doing it. What one piece of advice would you give them to get started?
Don't reinvent the wheel. That's my piece of advice. You don't have the time. There aren't enough hours in the day for you to start from scratch and do all the marketing and come up with it. I mean, think of the years of trial and error that we have gone through to figure out what works, and the years and thousands of dollars that we have invested to learn and discover exactly what works. For many, many years, what little teeny money I did have that was not put into exhibits, because the exhibits were my major thing, but when I started actually putting money into other things besides the exhibits, most of the stuff didn't work because I didn't know what I was doing. Don't reinvent the wheel. What you want to do is you want to find a photographer who you respect, who you know is where you want to be, and then you want to ask for his or her permission to use the marketing that he or she is already doing that's proven to work. Don't sit down and try and reinvent the wheel. The wheel has already been invented. You can save yourself millions over a lifetime of dollars and a whole bunch of hours of hard work, and just take what someone else has already figured out, already crafted, and use it.
Absolutely.
That's my opinion.
When Chrysler is creating a new automobile, do they start from square one by figuring out how to create the wheels that the car is going to drive on?
Yeah, how do you do that?
No, they don't. They literally do not reinvent the wheel. They just use it, and then they work on expanding on that idea and creating a better automobile.
That's what
we're talking about here. You have got to start from a place of success. We are giving you secrets every month that are going to keep advancing you and keep leapfrogging you over your competition, save you decades, no joke, decades of trial and error. Now go the next step and find marketing pieces that have already been created for photography.
That you know work.
That you know work, and get the rights to use those pieces.
That's right.
So this has been a very informative issue. I'm very excited about it. I mean, I got some questions answered myself that I'd wondered about.
Yeah, me too. It was great fun, and I hope you guys have all enjoyed this, and more than just enjoy it, I hope you got a lot of good ideas here and that you will take action on these ideas. Todd and I are so committed to helping each and every one of you get where you want to go with your photography business and your life. That's what we're all about. We're very committed to this, but now it's in your hands. You have to take action on this stuff. You have to build the plan. You have to schedule your day with some time in there for marketing. You have to do the things we talked about, and you'll see your business grow right through the roof.
And next month, we've got a very exciting issue coming at you that we just can't wait to get in your hands. But until then, keep listening to this one over and over again. We threw so many ideas at you that you're going to have to hear them again and again to sink in. Pop this in your vehicle everywhere you drive. Listen to it.
You bet.
And we'll talk to you in a month.
Have a great month. You can do this stuff. You can do this. We'll talk to you next month. Bye-bye.